Now, the number of confirmed COVID cases has increased. It's up 60% in a week. Figures by the Health Protection Surveillance Centre show there were 1,049 confirmed cases last week to last Saturday. There were 486 hospitalisations and 3 deaths linked to the disease. Chairman of the IMO GP Committee, Dr. Tadhg Crowley, is with us now. Dr. Crowley, what are you seeing in your practice?
Cian, good afternoon. Yeah, look, we certainly, as a GP in Kilkenny, we've noticed certainly more calls and more people coming in with respiratory symptoms. And, you know, for this type of time of the year in summertime, people are that little bit thicker with what you sometimes you might get what people describe as a summer cold, but certainly feeling that little bit sicker. And certainly the news today with the figures, I think, would correlate with what GPs are seeing on the ground.
I know, certainly, anecdotally, talking to people, they're saying the winter hasn't gone away yet. I have a cough, a sneeze or a sniffle. But what kind of symptoms are people presenting with when they call?
Yeah, very much the upper respiratory tract symptoms, but generally feeling a little bit more unwell than you would expect for a normal respiratory virus. So it's, you know, sometimes the COVID variants present with different things, but I think people just feel a little bit more unwell than usual. So I think that should be the trigger to people that it's not just a blocked nose that you're getting or a sore throat, that they're feeling a bit unwell. So I think that should be the first trigger for people.
But are COVID symptoms different than before?
No, I think they're still the same. But in this case, from what I'm seeing, people are coming in with just feeling just a little bit worse than a mild sore throat or a mild black nose. But I suppose it's to tell your listeners, A, the number's increasing, and just to be aware. And I suppose in this case, what we're asking people to do is to don that green jersey again, and just that we are trying to protect the older members of our society and the infirm members, and just to be mindful of the fact that they could have COVID and to be aware of this.
Well, you know, talking about donning the green jersey or whatever colour jersey you want to put on yourself, there are lots of matches and concerts at the weekend. What's your advice to people?
Well, I suppose, like anything at the moment, it's very difficult to tell people to stay away. But if you know the symptom, if you have respiratory symptoms and you're not sure, the advice is to stay away from engaging with people for 48 hours. If you've tested and you have COVID, I think obviously the responsibility is to stay away. Obviously, if you're well, no one wants to stop concerts going ahead or anything like that. But if you are sick, it's just to be mindful that there is COVID around, the numbers are increasing, and we have to probably go a little bit backwards to go forward in terms of just staying out of socialisation situations, staying out of work if you're sick, or staying out in an environment that there's big crowds.
1,049 is the number of cases referred by GPs for testing. Could the number be larger?
Yeah, I think it is larger because the amount of COVID testing going on is reduced compared to the days back in 2020 when COVID was at its peak. So, you know, these are only a reflection in society that, yes, COVID is increasing, but I suspect the numbers are greater.
Dr. Tadhg Crowley, thank you.